And now from skiing to cycling, let's go to Lebanon. The capital, Beirut, is not exactly what you'd call bicycle-friendly. But that hasn't stopped entrepreneurs from launching a new business, delivery via bike messenger. Susanna George reports.
Being a bike messenger is already a dangerous job. But here in Beirut, chaotic takes on a whole new meaning. Roads are narrow and poorly maintained. There are traffic lights, but drivers ignore most of them. People go the wrong way on one-way streets. Double or triple parking is commonplace. Often people are just stopping to chat. And lane markings, they're more or less suggestions. But where the uninitiated may see chaos, Dogri bike messengers see opportunity. Sitting with a laptop and a map, Matt Saunders, the co-founder of Dogri, takes calls and dispatches his team. He says traffic is actually one of the things that makes Beirut a good city for bike messengers.
You have big congestion problems and, you know, predictable traffic jams. It just, you know, paralyzes the whole city, so the bike is perfect for that. You just get through. So the choice of the bike for deliveries is just, for me, it was obvious.
And the name, Dogri?
We went through lots of different possible names, like Yalla Messengers, or Lightning Messengers, or Flash Courier, stuff like that. At the end, we both just came back to Dogri. It means straight on, or right now, kind of thing. So straight on or right away.
The irony is that nothing in Lebanon is Dogri. Mohamed Shablak spent a messenger with the company since it was founded last year and was biking in Beirut long before that. Of course, riding here is treacherous, he says, but Beirut can be a dangerous place for anyone for a lot of reasons.
There is a risk in doing, even in walking in inside the city. It's not that calm city, and it's not Copenhagen or Portland.
So have you ever been hit?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I was car doored 4 months ago, and I have stitches on my hand. I usually have bruises on my legs. It's okay. So it's part of the deal. Everyone can be hit and fall on the ground.
Also part of the deal, people with guns. So Shablak says you have to think twice before getting angry with drivers.
You don't want to lose your ride. At the same time, you don't want to get killed or being shot because you don't know who you are dealing with. You don't know. You don't know. I mean, there's guns. People have guns and people can use it. And like sometimes I feel drivers here defend themselves against a cyclist as if it was their life on stake. I mean, they forget that they are in a huge metallic box and they're protected and we have our legs out there. And they defend themselves in like crazy way that I can't argue with that. I mean, yeah.
But beyond the traffic and the guns, bike messengers also have to deal with the fact that there aren't any street addresses in Beirut. The streets have names, but the residents rarely use them, even if they know them. Shablak says messengers can take up to a page of notes for each delivery.
People mention the area, then what kind of shop there is to the right corner, and you will find a red car there. Then you have to ask about, that person who will give you the address of, you know, it's a complicated way, but that's how things are done here.
I asked Shablak if he wishes Beirut would become a more bike-friendly city, like Portland or Copenhagen.
I don't know. I haven't cycled in a bike lane city, so I can't imagine that. I hear it's boring.
For the world, I'm Susanna George in Beirut.